Morning, everybody. This is Frank with Iron Age News. It's the 11th of December. Good news today. We finally caught the bomb maker of the Lockerbie, Scotland Pan Am bombing. 20 some odd years later, he was the bombing itself was the worst at the time, worst terrorist attack, I believe, at the time, as far as airline bombings. Just to give you the quick background, I'm going to give you one article because there's not a lot of information on this. And this is really interesting the way they get at the, if they give us the rest of the information, it'll be interesting. If they don't give us the rest of the information, it'll be even more interesting because you have to dig around, try to find stuff. So they said Scottish authorities are the originator of this. U.S. is claiming, the way it's written, U.S. and Scottish authorities, it's the Scots because they were the primary complainant, I guess, as far as the bombing occurred in their jurisdiction. What had occurred was at least two Libyans, because we had the one who actually pushed the bomb, and now we have the bomb maker. At least two Libyans were involved, nationals that worked for ex-president Muammar Gaddafi, who has since been murdered by Hillary Clinton and President Obama. For lack of a better term, to change the regime over to one which was at that point peaceful, now is totally radical, pushing people into Southern Europe and undermining Western civilization as we know it. So the Lockerbie bombing is called that because that's where the plane crashes. It occurred in 1988. It was Pan Am Flight 103. And when it came down, it killed 270 people, which was the entirety of the manifest at the time. Worldwide manhunt went out. At a later point, we got ourselves a hold of the actual man who put the bomb on the plane, and we let him out of jail on compassionate release because he was dying of cancer. Whereas I'm sure if we had pulled the families, we would have let the guy die of fucking cancer in a prison instead of letting him go back to Libya, which at that point had brought on a number of questions about the guy's actual involvement. Was he a dupe? Was he playing the game? Who knows? But if we had denied that leave, that there may have been some other tidbits had come out, which didn't go on. U.S. Justice Department has announced new charges against Massoud, which is his name. I'm not going to give you his name because, you know, he's a fucking piece of shit terrorist. He's no hero to anybody. You know, whatever they're going to say, blowing up an airplane full of tourists, you know, doesn't really get you into the pantheon of great people. This is the 32nd anniversary of the bombing, which is kind of funny that we had to wait and do this because it seems, and you'll see this article, I'll pull another one that also mentions it. He, this fellow that we're talking about now, the actual bomb maker, has been in custody for a few years now. And we actually had him, it looks like, back as far as, 2016. Sort of making a little bit of I'm a little upset about this because this is like the first big dose of terrorism that I remember. I mean, we had the Iranian revolution, which was bad. The Lockerbie bombing was like a big thing when I was younger. You know, pieces of plane everywhere, pieces of people everywhere. At least they had a little more couth about how they handled the crash site then than they do now, because you see, you know, whatever, all kinds of shit that you don't need to be involved in. So, and the fact that we could never get these guys, and the fact that, you know, we were pretty sure we knew who did it, like from the beginning. Gaddafi's people were not very good at keeping secrets at that point. They seem to have gotten a lot better since his death. So what we have here is, this is how the story is going to go. A breakthrough in the investigation came when U.S. officials in 2017 received a copy of an interview from the bomber. I mean, not from the, about the bomber, a longtime explosives expert for Libya's intelligence service, that he had given this deposition to the Libyan law enforcement in 2012 after being taken into custody following the collapse of the regime of the country's leader, Colonel Muammar Gaddafi. That would make sense because if you're overthrowing the country and Gaddafi has all these, you know, cloak and dagger guys running away, it's best to grab them all up at one time before they start making bombs that blow up Tripoli. How they got around to this issue that he blew, that he made the bomb for Lockerbie, really isn't in there how or why that would have come up. You know, unless they said you're the bomb maker, you know, for you're the bomb maker for Libyan intelligence. We know you made the bomb that blew up the airplane. And he said, yes, who knows? We'd like to see, I'd like to see the actual document. If they received it that way, it's a leak that was very fortuitous. However, as they said, you'll find other issues. It says that they've had this guy on ice going back to 2016, 2018. Okay. There is now, knowing how the United States government has worked and the media has worked, the specter in my mind is that this idiot was caught under President Trump. It has nothing to do with President Trump. First of all, it would be law enforcement occurring, you know, every administration, law enforcement still out trying to figure out who killed OJ's wife, right? They're still going to be out there doing the job. There's a director, and this is going to go to FBI because this is probably who would handle this. This is Department of Justice. FBI is the counterterrorism specialist, if you believe them. And, you know, 32 years on this bombing, it just falls into their fucking lap the same month, right? Almost to the within a week. The December 21st is the actual bombing. Today's the 11th. I guess they knew about it since yesterday or the day before. And too convenient. If you suppress this information, which they probably did, that was to deny Donald Trump another win in his column, which would be, you know, the Lockerbie bomber. You have to, same thing, you have to understand, President Obama was not responsible for catching Osama bin Laden. They didn't just take a break, you know, and then Obama, you know, the Bushes didn't shit can the idea of finding Osama bin Laden. And then Obama picked it out of a trash can, wiped it off and moved forward. These are ongoing investigations and ongoing operations. If you're lucky enough, then you get that during your administration. Trump was probably lucky enough to have had this during his administration. And they figured, you know, 30 years, what's a couple more days? Right. And that's justice denied as far as everybody whose families with the bombing people. What if somebody had died since then? What if you're the mother of one of them had died? They'll never know that we got the real bomber because this was probably played for political reasons. Firstly, denies Donald Trump a little bit of sunlight there. In fact, that should be part of this investigation. Why did we wait this long? They're going to say they just got this document. I suspect differently. And then secondly on that is why now? I mean, I've spoke to a couple of people. They think this is all going to be misdirection, distraction, you know, from the Ukrainian debacle. I would like to think that that could be part of it, but, you know, it's an old case. It was a famous case, but it's an old case. I mean, you got 32 years, a lot of younger people have come out. Some people don't remember Lockerbie. You know, it was, like I said, it was a big deal then, but you've got World Trade Center, things like, you know, obviously much bigger. And some people don't even remember. I'm not saying you have to slavishly remember it every year, but the fact of the matter is, you know, World Trade Center was blown up. So here we have, you know, some interest. My interest, as I said to people earlier, is that this may not be what they say it is as far as how intelligence was gathered. I'm wondering if, you know, Libya is really in a bad way right now. One of the Gaddafi children has been interested in running for office again. And honestly, they kept Libya under control. And that's what Libya needs right now. Stem the flood of immigrants into southern Europe and get control of the country. It was a wealthy country under Gaddafi. Didn't look like it, but you know, he had a lot of, hate to say, he had a lot of good ideas, which is probably what got him killed, especially as far as putting together a separate oil exchange and things like that. Whoever, if he wasn't smart, he had some smart people. This is also the guy who had hired former CIA agents, we'll say former because that's what CIA says, that had gone out and gotten most of these explosives for him. This is going to be around the time, I'll look it up one day because there's a whole story that went with this. Ed, can't recall his last name. I should have did the research. I'm sorry. Look up CIA agents working for Libya. There's two of them. And they were so efficient at one point, there was no C4 explosive available on the market because they had cornered the market on C4 explosives to ship back to Libya. The one of the two, one just died a few years back down in Cuba, and the other one had died in federal custody of cancer, surprisingly. And the one that had died of cancer, Ed, as I said, I can't recall his last name right now. He was also hiring American mercenaries to come in and fly fighter aircraft for Libya and to supply him with counterterrorism operators, all kinds of stuff. He was bringing in, you know, top tier guys to work for the Libyans and to train their future, because they had terror camps and everything like that. Libya was an exponent of terrorism and the revolution until probably Reagan's bombing of the place. And that sort of took it down a notch. And then a little bit later on is when Gaddafi realized it's better to be alive than dead. And he started to play ball with us. That's the question there is, we've never seen documents to that effect, but we know that Gaddafi was willingly or unwillingly working with the United States government, supplying intelligence minimally before his downfall. So as I always say, the man's giving you a good intelligence. He's telling you what everybody else is doing, and Obama and Clinton still kill him. Who the fuck wants to work for a boss like that, right? Doesn't make sense. There was more involved. Libya had a lot going on. I think that we need to hear from real Libyan experts. I am no Libyan expert. I know there's something wrong. Knowing something's wrong doesn't make you an expert. Knowing something's cloudy doesn't make you an expert. You know, the Libyan intelligence apparatus during Gaddafi was nothing to sneeze at. You know, they effectively had launched any number of attacks or paid for any number of attacks in the West. Now, was it all motivated to keep the price of oil up? It could have been. Was he trying to export some type of Islamic rebellion? I don't know. He had a house in Edison, New Jersey, that he wanted to live in a tent. They told him to knock it off. He lived near, Eddie Murphy somewhere. They ended up tearing the house down. That was just an aside. So if he hated the Americans so bad, why does he have a house there, right? And his thing was the Arabs in general should have been, I'm greatly oversimplifying what he says, the Arabs in general were the whipping boys of the world, which they were. They have all the oil. Why don't they have all the influence? Which they didn't. You know, they had, for the amount of oil these Arab countries had, the influence that they had in the rest of the world was negligible. They have some more now, but they're going to see it erode again once we get past this crisis. They should have been out there either actively bringing Russia into the OPEC, you know, more involved in OPEC. I think they are in. I could be wrong. There's a second tier. Original OPEC is the Arabs. And then they added, I forget the name of it, but there's another organization associated with OPEC, which gets you those other freaking producing countries that aren't really on the Arabian subcontinent or whatever you want to call it. A little bit off on this one. Sorry, guys. But so anyway, Libyan intelligence, pretty good documentation, probably very good. Libyan intelligence was originally, I'm assuming, trained by the British. They dealt with the Americans, but I'm sure they didn't let them into the operation. So you have like a whole, at that time, possibly MI5, MI6 style intelligence, because they were also handling domestic control. So there are international, there's an international side, and there's a domestic side. So probably like an MI5, MI6 kind of thing. Correct me if I'm wrong. And then with like, you know, just standard policing as well going on inside the country, as well as surveillance on the people. He had influences from the communists. So I believe a number of his people were also given an opportunity to go to KGB and learn from them. So there you have a whole other style going on. At one point, there were Cubans in there who had refined certain aspects. They're a hybrid of like the KGB system. They added some more of their own stuff. They're fast learners. So his guys had options to meet and greet with really top-notch operations people worldwide. And he also had the money behind him to do what he wanted. That's usually been the case. Some intelligence agencies have to do more with less. Libya did as much as it could, you know, did what it did, but it had the backing. Cuba always had to steal money from Venezuela or whoever else they're stealing from, Colombia now, Mexico, in order to keep their intelligence forces high. And probably even Iran at this point, we just never rounded up bodies last time, which is a shame. I know people say, oh, well, you can't prove most of this. I said, well, honestly, it sounds grisly, but either cut their hands or their head off and take it with you. You can do all the DNA work from there and say, do you want to see it? Fine. I mean, you can take a whole body, but it's very heavy. But yeah, back on this. So the feeling, I got feels. And feels is that we either now have, or at that point, I'm going to go back to the Trump era. During the Trump era, we must have either developed access to or possession of copies of the Libyan intelligence files. To have a guy pick out just this one file in a series, I mean, they used to train the IRA there. They trained the Red Army faction there. Any terrorism group in the world could go to Libya and receive training on how to be a paramilitary operation. It's no joke. Those of you who don't remember, this is the problem with history. You don't remember. This is the 70s, 80s, right? I just had that discussion down in South America. The kids don't remember when the car bombs were every morning and they killed police all day and they killed judges and they killed everybody. They don't remember it because they weren't born. And now they're going to have to repeat it. And they're not going to like it because they don't have the will, the physical and moral will to live through that without capitulating. And that's what you're going to have at a lot of places. So it's a sad day knowing in my mind that we held off prosecuting this asshole, probably for political purposes, almost assuredly for political purposes. And that since we had him on ice, they weren't worried about it. So it was deny Trump that factor there. And also, when that was needed, which seems to be now, they should have waited a couple of days and really made it. Because if people are so stupid, I guess they assume that they won't realize you're 10 days off of the actual bombing date. So now the news will be able to say 10 days from the anniversary of the Lockerbie bombing in 1988, killing 259 people and setting a new record for international terrorism. Joe Biden's FBI, crack motherfuckers that they are, have found the man responsible for building the bomb that brought down the plane. That's kind of thing is what you're going to hear today, or you're going to hear this week. And they'll do a whole background thing, because this now has time for them to lead up to going back to Lockerbie, because they do an anniversary thing, I believe, which I hate to say I'm against a lot of this. It's very morbid. It doesn't bring anything back. You know, it's not the Normandy Beach. It is a sign of problems, but we know what happened. You put a monument, people going back every year. Anybody will tell you that you're fear involved in PTSD and things like that. You don't want to go back and continue to relive the situation over and over and over again. It may take you back to step one, and then these people have to go through it all again. It's horrible for them. So there we go. So that's about it. It's a little off, you know, from the information we have. This is all going to be speculation. But, you know, this is the joke. He was working for Libyan intelligence. Gaddafi did order this probably to have happened. Fact of the matter that, what are we going to say? So we killed him later on because of this extrajudicial killing, something we knew he did. We killed him anyway. We had him on the ropes. People have to understand that, you know, if you're trying to save the rest of the world, this is an unfortunate issue. We can get all the guys that did it under him. But at that point, look at the damage that's been done to the rest of Europe by killing this guy. And nobody ever said that we killed him over Lockerbie. So once again, Hillary Obama did not give two fucks about what happened back then. That was Reagan's problem, I believe. And it showed that we were unprepared even then. And that's what gave them the motivation to go after World Trade and go after, we'd already had the Marine Corps bombing at that point in Lebanon. I think we'd already had the Marine Corps bombing in Lebanon. They blew up the Marine barracks. That stopped Reagan from bringing any more troops into the Middle East. He didn't want to have that kind of death toll again. And showed that we were unprepared, as we are mostly still unprepared, to fight Arabic terrorism the way Arabic terrorism has to be fought. So there you have it. Otherwise, take a look at it. It's a very interesting tale. It's one of the first blacked out fucking terrorist attacks that we've ever had, probably. That and World Trade One, the guys with the vans, didn't really cover that the way it should have been covered. But if we have access to, if right now, that's your freedom of information. I don't even know if it would go under freedom of information or how it would be worded. If we have access to or possession of a copy of the Libyan Intelligence Service archives, you have got blackmail material on every bad man on the planet who was alive and kicking in the 80s and 90s. Everybody dealt with Gaddafi. Gaddafi saw everybody. The regular plans that he was involved in, he had a lot of legitimate plans. Like I said, the oil, his idea of having a whole other oil exchange. He had a lot of progress that he had made with other African states, because he can be an African when he wants to be and an Arab when he wants to be. To move oil out of these other African states that didn't have the money, like Mali, and all the other resources. So the documents alone that are going into his resource trading, I guess you would say, or resource procuring systems alone to legitimate corporations would be without value. You know, would be totally priceless. I'm sorry, not without value, total value. Because he's done years worth of your work. You could go in there and make the deal based on those documents and roll forward. So that's your oil, that's your bauxite, that's gold. All these things. And you got to, you know, sympathy for the devil, right? Where the devil is due. So that's about all. And otherwise, have a safe Sunday. And we'll talk to you later on. I can never figure out how I lost the screen for this thing again. All right. See you.